Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Interministerial committee to visit Sikkim from tomorrow to assess damages due to flash flood and provide assistance. Death toll rises to 30, with 81 still missing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says time has come to uproot terrorism from the country, asserts law and order improved significantly in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremist region and northeast. GST on molasses slashed from 28% to 5% to benefit sugarcane farmers, 0% to 5% GST on flours with 70% millets. Israeli Air Force targets militant outfits in Gaza in retaliation against Hamas attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. And India concludes its historic Asian Games campaign with 107 medals including 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze. President, Prime Minister and Sports Minister congratulate Indian contingent for brilliant performance. The death toll in Sikkim flash flood disaster has risen to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. 81 people are still missing. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away after the glacial-fed Lonark Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta River on Wednesday. A total of 30 relief camps are open where over 7,000 people have taken shelter. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang visited the disaster-affected areas at Naga in Mangan district and a relief camp today. The Chief Minister assured full support and assistance to the people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra today chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, other departments, Army and other organizations at Tashiling Secretariat in Gangtok. He said the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. He said the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister are in constant touch with the Sikkim Chief Minister. The minister informed that an interministerial committee comprising senior officers from Ministries of Agriculture, Road Transport and Highways, Jal Shakti, Energy and Finance will visit the state from tomorrow to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. Mr. Mishra also visited the flash flood devastated areas in Rangpur and Bardang. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the loss of lives, including army personnel, in the recent flash floods in Sikkim. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said their sacrifice while being deployed in forward areas in the service of the nation will not be forgotten. Defence Minister added that search operations to rescue remaining 14 soldiers and missing civilians are underway. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the time has come to uproot terrorism from the country. He said for that, we will now have to work towards zero-tolerance strategy and zero-tolerance action. Mr. Shah was addressing the 49th All India Police Science Congress in Dehradun today. The Union Minister said in the last 9 years, the central government has made significant achievements in improving law and order in Jammu and Kashmir, the left-wing extremist region and the northeast.
नरेंद्र मोदी जी के प्रधानमंत्री बनने के बाद देश के 3 हॉटस्पॉट जम्मू कश्मीर वामपंथी उग्रवादी क्षेत्र और नॉर्थ ईस्ट ये तीनों क्षेत्र के अंदर कानून और व्यवस्था की परिस्थिति को बेहतर उत्कृष्ट करने में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने सफलता प्राप्त की है आज धारा 370 के उन्मूलन के बाद जम्मू कश्मीर की स्थिति देखकर देश का हरेक नागरिक चैन की सांस ले सकता है कि हमारा जम्मू कश्मीर हमेशा के लिए अब भारत का हिस्सा बन चुका है.
The Home Minister said that development has gained momentum due to a reduction in violence in leftist areas.
वामपंथी उग्रवादी क्षेत्र के अंदर घटती हिंसा के कारण वहां विकास गांव तक व्यक्ति तक पहुंचने लगा है. हर गली हर मोहल्ले में हर गांव के अंदर स्वास्थ्य शिक्षा और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के नए युग का आगाज हुआ है और उत्तर पूर्व को भी शांति से जोड़ने में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार को सफलता मिली है.
Earlier today, the Home Minister also chaired the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at Narendranagar in Tehri District. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting to review announcements made in his Red Fort speech on Independence Day. Mr. Modi had mentioned about ensuring affordable credit for poor and middle-class housing. In line with this announcement, he reviewed the preparations to implement this announcement. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The 52nd GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Ministers of States and Union Territories attended the meeting. Briefing media after the meeting, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Council has taken the decision to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, which will benefit sugarcane farmers. She informed that flour containing 70% millets will attract 0% GST if sold in other than pre-packaged and labelled form. She added that if the same is sold in pre-packaged and labelled form, it will attract 5% GST.
In powder form, millets being blended with any other atta, for instance, where the millets composition is 70%, they will be having a 0% GST if sold in other than pre-packaged and labelled form. So 0% if they are sold loose and 5% only if sold pre-packaged and in a labelled form.
The GST Council has also recommended exempting services of water supply, public health, sanitation conservancy, solid waste management and slum improvement and upgradation supplied to governmental authorities. Talking about the amendments regarding GST Appellate Tribunal, the Finance Minister said the President will now have the tenure up to the maximum age of 70 years from 67 years.
The President and the members shall have a tenure up to a maximum age of 70 years. The tenure can be up to 70 and 67 respectively. For the President it is 70, earlier it was 67. For the member it is 67 now, earlier it was 65.
The Israeli military has said it has responded with airstrikes into Gaza and launched Operation Iron Swords in reply to the surprise attack by Palestinian militant outfit Hamas today. The Israel Air Force has launched an attack with dozens of fighter jets targeting Hamas in the Gaza Strip at several locations. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that Israel is at war. Meanwhile, the death toll in Israel from the Hamas attack has risen to 40 and is expected to rise further. More than 700 people have been wounded in the attack. The development comes after a surprise attack by Hamas with a barrage of rockets firing into southern and central Israel today. Hamas has claimed to have captured several Israeli soldiers near the border after its militants entered Israel. Several world leaders have condemned the attack on Israel by Hamas militants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed shock at the Hamas attack on Israel. In a social media post, he said India stands in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. Israel's ambassador to India, Naor Gilon, appreciated the support of the people of India.
Israel will retaliate. Israel will go after the perpetrators and make sure they cannot repeat this kind of atrocities again. Thank you to the Indian people and to Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji for your very strong moral support to Israel. We will prevail.
India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the current situation in the country. The Indian Embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution, avoid unnecessary movement, and stay close to safety shelters. In case of emergency, the embassy can be contacted at +972 3522 6748, and a message can also be sent at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. On to sports, the Indian contingent at Hangzhou Asian Games amassed a record 107 medals, concluding its historic campaign on a brilliant note. The medal tally includes 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze. This is the second time that India have won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. There is more in this report.
It was raining medals for India on 14th day of Hangzhou Asian Games, thanks to the phenomenal performance by Indian sportspersons. On the penultimate day, India bagged 6 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze medals, spanning over archery, kabaddi, wrestling, badminton, chess and cricket. Starting the day on a high note this morning, India bagged both gold and bronze in women's individual archery compound matches. Aditi Gopichand won bronze, beating Indonesian player by 4 points. The most consistent woman archer Jyotika Surekha Vennam then went on to win gold with games record. Closely followed the men archers Ojas Deutale and Abhishek Verma, winning gold and silver in the All India final of compound event. Jyoti expresses her joy and gratitude.
बहुत ही ज्यादा खुश हूँ एंड थैंकफुल हूँ बहुत सारे लोगों के लिए जिन्होंने मुझे सपोर्ट किया एंकरेज किया थ्रू आउट माई जर्नी ताकि आज मैं ये जीत सकूँ एंड गवर्नमेंट को थैंक यू कहना चाहूंगी क्योंकि बिना उनके सपोर्ट ये नहीं हो पाता थैंक यू सो मच
द हिस्टोरिक 100th मेडल केम इन इंडियाज वेरी ओन कबड्डी इन अ क्लोज कॉन्टेस्ट इंडियन वुमेन क्लिंच्ड गोल्ड बीटिंग चाइनीज ताइपेई 26-25 This was the 4th consecutive gold won by Indian women in Asian Games. The men's kabaddi team also gave a stunning performance as they clinched the gold against Iran. The men's cricket team also bagged gold by virtue of being ranked higher as the final match against Afghanistan was called off due to rain. India's maiden gold in badminton also came today with Satvik Sai Raj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty beating Korea's Choi Solyu and Kim Bono in men's doubles final. Deepak Punia bagged silver in men's 86kg freestyle and women hockey team beat Japan 2-1 in a bronze medal match. India's final medals came in chess with both men's and women's teams bagging the silver. With Shivani Kashyap, Tripti Srivastav, Sports Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian contingent on winning a record number of medals. The President said, India's contingent has signed off the Asian Games with an impressive show of skill and grit. In a social media post, President Murmu congratulated the Indian women and men kabaddi teams, Indian men's cricket team and badminton players Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty for winning gold medals. She said the nation is proud of the players who bring home 107 medals, setting new benchmarks of excellence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also congratulated the gold-winning players. Earlier today, Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur congratulated the Indian athletes on their feat of 100 medals.
हुई मेडल्स की बौछार इस बार 100 पार आपने वर्तमान और भविष्य के खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक नई प्रेरणा दी है और चीन में जब-जब गोल्ड जीता तब तिरंगा शान से लहराया है और 100वां मेडल किसी और गेम में नहीं भारत की कबड्डी टीम ने जिताया है एशियन गेम्स के 72 साल के इतिहास में इस बार हमारे एथलीट्स ने कई विश्व रिकॉर्ड तोड़े और बहुत सारे एशियन रिकॉर्ड्स बनाए भी
In the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup, Bangladesh defeated Afghanistan by 6 wickets at Dharamshala today. Chasing the target of 157 runs, Bangladesh scored 158 for 4 in just 34.4 overs with the help of half centuries from Mehdi Hasan Miraj and Ajmal Hussain Shanto. Earlier sent to bat, Afghanistan were all out for 156 in just 37.2 overs. Gurbaz top scored with 47 runs. For Bangladesh, Shakib and Mehdi took 3 wickets each. Mehdi was adjudged player of the match. The second match between South Africa and Sri Lanka is underway at Arun Jaitley Stadium, New Delhi. Chasing a massive target of 429 runs, Sri Lanka were 223 for 5 in 30.3 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Interministerial committee to visit Sikkim from tomorrow to assess damages due to flash flood and provide assistance. Death toll rises to 30 with 81 still missing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says time has come to uproot terrorism from the country, asserts law and order improved significantly in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremist region and northeast. GST on molasses slashed from 28% to 5% to benefit sugarcane farmers, 0% to 5% GST on flours with 70% millets. Israeli Air Force targets militant outfits in Gaza in retaliation against Hamas attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. And India concludes historic Asian Games campaign with 107 medals. And with that, we end the news at 9. Good night.